No!
You all didn't know the old me, that for 40 years, Darren, I was a kamikaze. The fact that I'm alive is a miracle.
How about that?
I've ridden steers, jumped off cliffs, been shot and been shot at, and I survived it all.
Funny.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, good morning, Canada and Canadian sports fans around the world. Welcome to the RP Show. I'm your host, Rod Peterson. He's the co-host, Darren DuPont, and Canada's daytime sports talk show is on the air. I am the Whoopi Goldberg of sports talk, and that would make you the Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Yeah.
Is that who it's going to be today?
Okay.
Man, today didn't start out great, but we've brought it out of the ditch, and it's been a great day so far. Good morning, Calgary. This is for you. Oh, they don't like it back here in the production room. It's a big day. Game day in the National Hockey League. The playoffs, I guess, officially start today. And we're going to get to the football talk in a moment here in the rollout for Flooring Superstores. But it's a big hockey day here on the RP Show. We're going to be joined by Scott Laughlin, longtime friend of mine, morning show host on Sirius XM NHL Radio. Danced a dance with Scott a lot. Had him on my shows. I've been on his shows. He's obviously, it's Christmas for him.
Oh, yeah.
In August, right? Something to talk about. Scott Laughlin of NHL, Sirius XM Radio will be with us. The commissioner of the Western Hockey League, Ron Robinson, and I would suggest you get your questions ready now. They're already rolling in on the Facebook Live feed. It's not that often that we can boast a commissioner of a major sports league coming on. We have that today, Ron Robinson. And Wade Minter, the public address voice of the Carolina Hurricanes. Very interesting story there. We had Oilers PA announcer Al Stafford on with us last week. He tweeted it. He Facebooked it. He sent it all over. And it got all the NHL announcers excited and wanting to come on. So we're going to Raleigh, North Carolina today. Wade Minter will be with us of the Hurricanes. So that's exciting. Those are our guests. And, of course, the usual fun, frivolity, and hilarity will ensue. Are you ready for the quick six show topics?
I am.
You're a big part of them. Let's go, Jordan. Hit it. Number one, the New York Rangers win the NHL draft lottery. Don't answer it now, but when we come back on this, I want to know what your initial thought was. Because
right.
Mine was like, ew. But there's a story behind that.
Okay.
I couldn't have been less enthused
yep.
when I saw the New York Rangers. Confirmed the New York Rangers ping pong ball coming out of the machine. So we'll come back on that. Point two, hey, have you had time to get your draft pool in? Have you guys had a pool? Last night, anybody that saw our social media, Darren and I hosted the Swift Current virtual black tie Stanley Cup playoff draft for the good folks at Swift Current. It was benefiting the Dr. Noble Irwin Healthcare Foundation and the Swift Current 57's Field of Dreams. And it was so much fun. Think about this. I know a lot of you don't understand, but I'm going to make you understand how that works. Last year, we did it in a theater at Living Sky Casino in Swift Current. There was 200 to 300 guys in the room having an NHL-style draft, black tie. Well, we couldn't do that because of the pandemic, so we did it virtually last night. Think about this. 19 teams, everybody, in their own war rooms. They were... Guys would come on camera to make their pick wearing hazmat suits. Some were sitting on the toilet. And the other one, all the guys were in a hot tub. When we came back around their pick, all their wives were in the hot tub. It was sponsored by a beer company. So you could beer was involved. And it was just so darn much fun.
Yeah.
And what I took out of that, by the way, he and I sat here and hosted the draft. It was so much fun. Thanks to Jim DeConi, Brad Woods, and the folks at Swift Current for having us again. Next year, we're hoping to be back in that theater, amphitheater at the casino. But it was fun. But it was a Colorado-Washington vibe. That's what I was getting off the guys that were drafting. That's my point. If you folks are having your draft, if you haven't had it already, you better hurry because the playoffs really start today. Avalanche Caps was the vibe I was getting.
In Philly.
And Flyers.
Yeah. But it's very interesting watching them pick. And seeing teams shy away from Vancouver, kind of shy away from St. Louis a little bit for a while, Arizona, Montreal. So the general feeling from the people in this area is that don't bet on those teams. At least they're not.
Yeah.
We know where they're thinking.
Craig Campbell checking in from the Hockey Hall of Fame. He says, the games that matter begin tonight. Morning from downtown Toronto. Good morning or good afternoon to you, Craig, out there at the Hockey Hall of Fame. So a lot of hockey today, obviously. But point three, Jawan Breskison, Argos wide receiver, super dude, tweeting yesterday, and I'm not sure if you saw it. Haven't heard much from the CFL lately. Have they canceled the season? That was from Jawan. Well, it's been a furious morning around here once we got caught up, and that is that we're hearing from sources that there might be an announcement Friday. I laugh because I'm not putting any stock in that. Came from a national media source, but there's been a lot of national media sources that have said the deadline's going to be this day and that day and that day. But I will just ask you this. Are the players and staff owed anything? Like, I think a month ago, they were probably owed an announcement or a decision. You kind of... You think they are?
Well, I mean, a month... They've been owed something for a while. And now, yes, but are they... Should they expect something? Probably not. You know, just go by what you've been, you know, hearing recently. Don't expect any communication. It would be nice, but I don't know that it's coming.
Yeah. I had a lot of CFL people and past and current write me yesterday and say that rant you said about lack of communication was bang on yesterday. And I'm like, it kind of felt like I went too far, but I get on a roll. I care. And I don't like seeing the staff, the players being treated this way, but I don't have any say in the matter. The poll question today for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center, that's point three. What is Canada's game of the week? In the week 10 of the CFL Sim, we're following the actual Canadian Football League schedule. The games are Saskatchewan at Montreal, Edmonton at Winnipeg, Ottawa at Hamilton, and Calgary at BC. This is your chance, folks. All last week, fans of other teams were complaining that it's always the Riders, it's always the Riders. Well, it's always the Rider fans that vote. So retweet it to your friends. Tell everybody in Calgary and Vancouver and Edmonton and Ottawa to vote on our poll at Rod Peterson Show or on Facebook on this page. Because the winner, the game of the week, will be broadcast on Facebook Live. We shattered 80,000 viewers on Friday night. We did it.
Yeah.
For the Riders-Lions game. So you can vote. Today's the day. Don't complain. What do they say? If you don't vote, you can't complain.
That's right.
Chad Cavers, back on track here. He said, would love to see the NHL keep the playoff play-in format. And the comments are going so crazy, I can't keep up here. I'm sorry. I think it's here to stay. I'm loving it. And today's games, by the way, are like 1 o'clock, 3:30, 6 o'clock, and 8:30.
Yeah.
I guess, will the ratings dictate whether it stays or not, do you think?
Yeah, I think so, a little bit. And see what they come up with in the future and what they can settle on. I really like it. I really do.
I love it so much.
You know, and maybe there's a way to at least maybe take the last 10 games of the regular season and pin them against the teams that you're fighting for those playoff spots against. I don't know. But it's so great. And I think if you can find a way to engage all those fan bases, you should.
I'm going to come back around on to the lottery in a moment because of you had a tweet yesterday that got a lot of interest from people about how this was a great day for the NHL, but I'm coming to that. Point five of the Quick Six Show topics here on the rollout for Flooring Superstore is the Blue Jays debut at Buffalo tonight against the Miami Marlins. It's a 4:37 Mountain first pitch. I got to tell you something. Have you noticed where the Blue Jays are on the standings by chance? Have you taken a peek? I know it's pretty early, but...
Not so great.
Three games off the division lead.
Okay.
You can make that up in a week. I like Charlie Montoya. There's something about him that I like. Will he be around long enough to be the next Cito Gaston with all these young and upcoming stars? There's something about him that I like. There's something about him that rings honesty. John Gibbons was the same. And he was around for a long time. But how do you feel about Charlie Montoya?
He's got a cool person. He's got the right personality, right?
Yeah.
You know, he seems to be pretty much understanding the situation they're in, letting the process happen. You know, doesn't seem stubborn with his lineup cards. Like, I've seen Vladdy move down the lineup, you know, into the 6 or 7 spot. They hasn't just locked him in at 3 or 4 and just said, no, he's got to be 3 or 4 and just been stubborn with his lineup. He's been willing to move things around a little bit. And you got to get a guy who can communicate with the young players if you're going to grow with them, too. So they seem to have a pretty decent guy there in Charlie.
A viewer in Ottawa writes in and says, Gary Bettman's already said they won't be going past 16 teams. I haven't seen an official announcement on that from Bettman nor the National Hockey League. So until that comes, I would say anything's possible, and we are in a time of change. Things are written in sand in most leagues, right? Yeah. And this isn't going to be up to Gary. This is going to be up to the owners, and we're not even through the Stanley Cup playoffs yet. They'll at least make a decision on this once it's over. Maybe he said it. I don't put any stock in it. I'm sorry. Things are written in sand these days. Point six, here are your Stanley Cup playoff games today. Columbus at Tampa Bay. I'm still getting my mind. Columbus versus Tampa Bay, 1 p.m. Mountain in the Eastern Toronto bubble. Calgary versus the Dallas Stars. This is my dad's. Dusted it off, by the way. 26 years with the team. Old habits die hard. That was, I believe, 3:30-ish?
Yeah.
6 p.m. Carolina versus Boston Mountain. And then 8:30, the game of the day. The Chicago Blackhawks versus the Vegas Golden Knights. So we'll be kicking those games around with our guests today. Again, Scott Laughlin of NHL Radio, Ron Robison, the WHL commissioner, and Carolina Hurricanes PA announcer Wade Minter. Those are the Quick Six show topics. To some other things here in the rollout for Flooring Superstores and the Dickens family that runs that company. We love them like the Dickens. The rock star of the day was Mike Richards yesterday from Saga 960 Radio.
Yeah.
He beat out Kate Pedersen. And whom else did we have on yesterday? They were all great, as I recall.
They were good. I thought it was awesome. And I knew
Don Hewitt.
We kind of knew Mike was going to run away with that one.
So good.
He's so good. And we had some laughs. And it's always fun to have those guys on when you can let loose a little bit, have a little fun.
Thank you, Tony Steffen, for chiming in. Our viewer says, Dave Poulin said yesterday on That's Hockey, he would love to see play-in rounds for teams 7 versus 10 and 8 versus 9. Well, why wouldn't you go to 24? There's been no decision made on this. Come on. And I think they will go to 24 teams because it's been so great. And they need some good news. They need more teams in the playoffs. It's been 16 since the 80s. Moving on. Another point. Home ice meant nothing in the bubble, by the way. Just so you've thought about that.
Yeah.
For all the gobbledygook that you see on insider trading or whatever the names of these shows are that they do, and even here, because it's all bunk, you understand it's nothing. It doesn't mean anything. It's just fun to talk about this stuff, but nobody knows. Home ice. Oh, Toronto's going to have the crevices and the boards and the playoff, the glass and the this and the that. What does that mean? And the same thing for the Oilers. So I'm just going back to point out, whoever came up with that analysis, that home ice would mean teams were mad that it was the bubbles were going to be Toronto and Edmonton because the Leafs and Oilers might get an advantage. Doesn't mean a thing.
They took away home ice advantage, really. They're playing everybody's goal horn. They're playing everybody's music when they score goals. They're trying to make it as little home ice advantage as possible when you're the home team. And sure, Toronto, you know, was in their own dressing room. And then when they were the road team, they got kicked out of their dressing room. Same thing with Edmonton. But that's about it. Everybody's playing in the same conditions. And all the arenas, they all look the same. If you took off the logos, they all look the same. They're all shaped the same now. The glass and the boards is all the same. This isn't playing in the, you know, Milestone Arena or the Wynyard Arena
It's not Maple Leaf Gardens.
Where I knew the southwest corner had a weird hook on it and I could play it right back out
to
the blue line.
It's not a short neutral zone and you've adjusted your game for that.
They're all the same.
They're all generic.
Yeah.
So Paul Figler watching from dubnetwork.ca, the website that covers the WHL so well and one for which I write. Paul Figler runs it. He says, the revenue alone makes it worth it. The players would be happy with the extra bucks for the cap in these times. Thank you, Figgy. And we'll put that to Scott Laughlin when he joins us after the first break from Sirius XM NHL Radio. Will the format stay? I'm sure he's been kicking that around a lot. Some other points. Just so you know, the Phoenix Suns have the best West Conference record in the bubble in the NBA.
Who saw that coming?
No, they didn't see it coming.
No.
Let alone everybody. The Phoenix Suns have been junk really since Steve Nash left. And even when he was there, they weren't that great.
Yeah.
The Suns. So some happiness in the Valley, by the way. And of course, this will completely overshadow the fact the Arizona Coyotes are in the Stanley Cup playoffs for the first time since 2012. Oh, and by the way, let's get rid of the GM that got him there. That's a couple things. before we run and bring in Scott Laughlin. How about Don Cherry's tweets? Listen, the beautiful thing about social media and this age is you can't muzzle somebody that has a voice. Don Cherry has close to a million followers on Twitter, and his tweets are amazing. He defended Freddie Anderson last night. Did you see it? Hashtag not Anderson's fault. See, he had a 930 plus save percentage, and the Leafs were shut out twice. Didn't they only score 3 5-on-5 goals?
Like, the team did not play that well. Two shutouts. You know what I... if I'm Don Cherry, you know what I'm doing? Every night, after the first period's over, I'm firing up Instagram or Twitter
corner.
Live and having Budweiser sponsor it and doing my own coach's corner.
Can you imagine the ratings?
Right when it's done. And you start pumping the advertising out that you just open up Twitter and coach's corner. And you can make it almost look and sound and feel the same. Should. That's exactly what I would do if I was Don Cherry. I'd do my own coach's
corner. There you go, Grapes. No charge. You were the guy that came up with the bubble idea long before anybody else did.
That too.
And lastly, Trump tweets. The POTUS, President of the United States, tweeting today. You saw it. Play college football. If it's up to Donald Trump, they will be playing NCAA football. It's the markers that are set forth by other government officials, state by state, and health officials that are saying you might not want to do this, but it's the presidents of the universities and some athletic conferences commissioners that are saying we don't want the lawsuits. Obviously, it's not as simple as signing a waiver. We talked about this yesterday. But if it's up to the president of the country, they're playing football. There's something to be said for that, is there not?
Well, there's some weight behind it, for sure, and it comes with a little bit of, you know, I don't know. But we also know what he tweets, too. And sometimes he's so far removed from, you know, anywhere near the decision makers on college football that he's just tweeting it to tweet it, right? Because sometimes we don't know what he's thinking, what he's doing when he's tweeting, or even who's tweeting it on his account. But, you know, but if he wants something done, typically, he finds a way to make that happen. So,
family member of mine texted me today and said, Trump will get things going for sports. And who was running our Twitter, our Facebook feed this morning? Somebody? It's Clark. Oh, both Trump and Jerry in the rollout. Let's get the comments going. Okay, Scott Laughlin next. But there's a lot to chew on there for you, Scott, so hang on through this break. A sports update coming up. Just want to tell you the Prairie Mobile text line is open. Any of these comments that tickle your fancy, you're watching anywhere across North America on Game Plus, shoot us a text, 306-840-8777. Write it down, 840-8777. SaskTel is your authorized. Sorry, Prairie Mobile is your authorized SaskTel Mobility dealer. And we'll be right back. You're watching the RP Show on Game Plus Network. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. And you're listening and watching around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait. Do it right now.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Game day, Stanley Cup playoffs, 4 games. And in a moment, we're going to talk with Scott Laughlin about that from Sirius NHL Radio. He's ready to go. I just wanted to point out, we've got a viewer in Mexico watching. His name is Gennaro Alfonson. He says, greetings from Mexico. Hola, Gennaro. He says, global player on Edmonton here. I want to play. Like everybody does. He's a global player on the Edmonton Football Club. Gennaro, we'll talk about this a little later in the program, but we heard you might know by Friday. I don't know whether to believe that or not, but if you came here today looking for an update on the CFL season, we don't have one, but it looks like you may only be having to wait a few more days. Okay, let's talk hockey now and bring him in. I'm excited for this one. Scott Laughlin. Hey, I love it. Say, Scott, where does a guy come up with a shirt like that?
Well, I tell you what, Rod, I just picked up Roddy Piper's book recently. I read his book, Rowdy. Of course, some great ties to Saskatchewan and to Winnipeg. One of his best friends growing up was former National Hockey Leaguer Cam Connor. I found the book to be so inspirational and motivational. And because I was coming on with you here today, Rod, a pleasure to speak with you once again, I figured what better way to introduce Hot Rod to the program once again. God rest his soul. Fantastic read. It's called Rowdy. It's great to talk with you once again, Rod.
Gone far too soon. You're right, Scott. And
absolutely.
The guys from our production room just yelled, Roddy Piper. I know where the shirt came from. I'm asking where he bought it. was it a t-shirt store in downtown Toronto? Or like, where does a guy scoop
I tell you what. I went to the WWE's website, and I guess there are plenty available still left to be purchased. Just a great book. And again, I really found it intriguing that he and Cam Connor, the one-time overtime hero for the Montreal Canadiens way back, dating back, I guess, to 1979, Rod, these guys grew up as BFFs. These guys used to get all kinds of dust-ups come their way out in Western Canada. It's no wonder that Cam Connor was rough and rugged, had his NHL success in his career, and Roddy Piper, I mean, certainly one of the greatest wrestlers of all time.
There's no doubt. If I may, just one more. Did he reference Saskatoon at all in the book? Because there's a bit of an urban legend here or a myth that he was born in Saskatoon or from Saskatoon. Was it mentioned in the book?
It was. It was talked about how he was born in Saskatoon. I think the great majority of his years growing up in Western Canada came from Winnipeg afterwards, and that's kind of where he got his wrestling career started as well. But just a fantastic guy. I had one opportunity, Rod, to have him in our studio years ago. I think it was probably around 2012 at our old studio. He came in. His son and his daughter, by the way, completed the book that he started to write before his unfortunate passing, the way it occurred back when. So his kids actually finished the book. But the one time I had a chance to interview him was very memorable. His son came in. He's an MMA artist himself. He's a tough guy. So Roddy Piper just gone way too soon, as you said, Rod.
Yeah, well, his best line ever, just when they think they got the answers, I changed the questions.
You can't beat it. Fantastic.
I still think about it all the time. Okay, Scott, so how happy are you? Because I know I listen to you guys all the time. It was some long days there for a while in the spring and the start of summer. So to be back, how much fun is it for you?
Well, fortunately, Rod, or unfortunately, we had previous years of experience in trying to fill the airways with time because we've endured one too many work stoppages for our liking. That said, I think we always were just hopeful that something would transpire, that something would come out, that the NHL would come up with some sort of a plan to come back with. Thankfully, in Canada, we've been relatively good in terms of controlling numbers. And even in Ontario today, guys, got to tell you, our numbers are down to 33, which is off the charts good by way of comparison to mid-March when this thing kind of took off. So I think deep down, Rod, we always had the hope that something was going to be there at the end of the horizon. Sure enough, the National Hockey League has come up with some sort of a return-to-play plan that is second to none by way of comparison to all the other major sports out there. And I think we enjoyed what we saw to start off. Now we get to the round of 16. Now some of these round-robin teams that really didn't have all that much to play for except to reseed. Now we start to see what they're made of. And how's Tampa Bay going to respond in the face of all this injury adversity, trying to go out there and slay the dragon that took them down last spring in the Columbus Blue Jackets, who come into this best of seven riding that wave of momentum after having beaten the Toronto Maple Leafs. So some real intriguing questions to be answered. And coming up later on today, we start to find out the answers to all those questions, getting back to Roddy Piper's famous line, as you alluded to.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, by the way, when satellite radio came out in 2005, I was lined up at the truck, the semi, it was Peterbilt store, waiting to get my satellite radio. That's how long I've had it since 05. So I know in those work stoppages for you guys, Scott, you still had junior hockey to talk about. You were running American Hockey League games. Like, I mean, to have all of sport grind to a halt. Yeah, I know how big of a challenge is, but this was number one for you guys. But hey, I got to ask you this. I've long said the Stanley Cup playoffs are better when Toronto is in them. And I'm not even a Leafs fan. So how much has it changed your life when they went out in five on Sunday? And did it disappoint you?
Well, no, it didn't disappoint me. I was a diehard Leafs fan, Rod, up until about 22. And that's when I started in this business. And that's when I found out when I talked to guys like Brett Hull and Chris Chelios and Jeremy Roenick and Mike Modano. I said, you know what? These guys are not as bad as I thought that they were watching from the outside in. So that's when my whole perspective on things really changed for me. But you're right. I mean, the Leafs, the Canadians, the Rangers, anybody who's an original six franchise, I think you're right, Rod. I mean, I think the playoffs are better when they're involved. I think that Leafs fans have become all too familiar with what's been going on. You can maybe rearrange the deck chairs, but it's still the Titanic. In the end, you still have adjustments to be made. I think when you look at a team like the Pittsburgh Penguins and you look at a team like the Toronto Maple Leafs that go into this offseason, as bizarre as this offseason is going to be, Rod, I think they've got all kinds of questions as to where they go. The only difference is that the Leafs can't seem to get past the first round. And in that time that the Leafs haven't been able to figure out how to get past the first round, the Pittsburgh Penguins have gone out and won three Stanley Cup championships. So I think there are questions in every city, namely Toronto, when you're under the microscope and you've got $33 million committed to the big three up front, the guys who played in the top line together in game five against Columbus. It'll be an interesting offseason in Toronto once again, but it's something, as I said, Rod, that's become all too familiar to Leafs Nation.
Absolutely, no doubt. Another thing for you is the playoff format. I'm all in on keeping it moving forward, and it was one of our viewers that brought it up. I threw it to Matthew Barnaby when he was on a couple weeks ago, and he's like, yeah, let's do it. Barry Trotz has said he's in. Where are you on this, and do you think it could actually happen?
I think it could happen for the reasons that you talked about earlier, Rod. I mean, there is revenue to be had through all this. And let's face it, the next couple of seasons, it's going to be all about the PA and the league getting together to grow the revenues back up to what was once a $4 billion business. So I think it's a possibility. I'm a purist, Rod. I'm old school. I still want to stick with 16. Look, Rod, I grew up in the era where 21 teams were in the league and 16 of them made the playoffs. So you did all that heavy lifting throughout the course of the regular season, and you eliminated five teams. And, of course, the NHL was the butt of many jokes. Because of that, you sign up and you're in. The fact is, though, I think I've liked what they've come up with here. I'm so old school and purist, though, however, Rod. I mean, you might have heard me talk about this. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see them go back to 1 versus 16, 2 versus 15, 3 versus 14, et cetera, et cetera. I know what people have talked about in terms of travel costs and such. I think the business is going to be back to a point in a couple of years' time where you could entertain that once again. And if you think you've got interesting playoff races down the stretch, the way we're presently constituted, think about 1-16, 2-15, 3-14, not only the playoff possibilities that would be out there, but I think just the advantage that the first overall team would have in facing number 16, that's the advantage that you work all season for during the regular campaign. That's the advantage I think the team that wins the President's Trophy should have again.
I'm a purist, whatever you want to call it, traditionalist too. But I'm also open-minded, and I know you are enough too. And I think if it's best for the league, I would be in favor of that. And speaking of that, my last one for you, Scott Laughlin, is with the Kraken. I was on a podcast at New York State the other day, and they said, well, they better change the rules because they made it so easy for Vegas. You know, they went all the way to the Stanley Cup in the first round, and I snapped because of my friends and the Golden Knights thing. But I'm like, who was Jonathan Marchessault before this? Who was Derek Englund? Who were all these guys they took? They did it very smart. They didn't. It wasn't luck, Scott. And, like, they're not going to change. Now, Marc-Andre Fleury, of course, is the face of the franchise. He's not even going to start this year. But can they follow the same track of success, Seattle, if the format's exactly the same, do you think?
Well, I think Ron Francis is up against it to a certain extent because general managers, no doubt, Rod, have taken inventory as to what George McPhee did in Vegas and how he built it up. And, hey, if you want to stay away from that player, we'll give you a second-round draft pick. Or if you want to stay away from that player, we'll give you this player instead. Turns out that player turned out to be something for the Golden Knights, which is a credit to George McPhee. It's also a credit to Gerard Gallant, the guy that coached all these pieces into being successful. I think, though, that what Ron Francis may have the benefit of here, Rod, because of the salary cap predicaments that some of these teams are going to find themselves in because of where we're at here and the way that the game has suffered and the salary cap and the economics of the game has suffered over the years, is that there are going to be some teams, and we're going to see it as early as this offseason too, there are going to be some teams that have to jettison some contracts and jettison some players along the way. So I think that you're going to have a pretty good selection, which is what $650 million American dollars would get you when you enter the NHL fraternity these days, as we know, Rod. You'll have a good selection of players. But beyond that, though, I think this offseason and next offseason, and Seattle can sort of jump into the fray here and hit the ground running, I think you're going to have the benefit of making yourself better very quickly because teams are going to be ridding themselves of contracts and players. So I think Seattle's going to be more than competitive off the hop. I don't think there's any way that any other team in professional sports history does what Vegas did to do what they did right out of the gate. But I think Seattle's going to get what they pay for, and that's going to be a very competitive team that will probably be at least, at the very least, Rod, in playoff contention right away.
And that would be all the NHL could ask for. Scott, I will let you go, but I will tell you this. You were on my presets with Howard Stern, ESPN Radio, Hip Hop Nation, Prime Country, and Sirius NHL Radio Channel 91. Scott, keep it up, my man.
Well, thanks. Don't forget, Rod, Ozzy's Boneyard. That's the place to go. Ozzy's Boneyard. How about that?
I can tell by the Gene Simmons photo over your shoulder that you're a classic rock fan. You got it. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Rod.
Super guy, Scott Laughlin, joining us from downtown Toronto, which is where the last time I saw him was. He was just wrapping up his show. He was doing it live at Gretzky's. Have you been to Gretzky's? And you were. And he was wrapping up his gear, and I went up to talk to him, and I could tell he was in a rush to get out of there. You know what it's like when you wrap up a show?
Yeah.
You just talk for 4 hours.
And then everybody comes in and gets, you know, suffocates you around while you're trying to pack up. You told your significant other, be out of here at 4:30. I'll meet you at 5 for dinner, you know?
And he gave me the time of day. That's the kind of guy that he is.
Of course.
As a matter of fact, that Gretzky's might be my favorite restaurant in Canada.
Yeah.
There are a lot.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
There's some good ones. That one's there. And then I'm a fan of the Wahlburgers. That's like just down the street.
But they're everywhere.
I know. At least that's one of a kind.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Not a chain.
No. And you walk in there, it is a museum.
Nelson Hakowich, our VP of Sim Events, writing in. We will be talking about Canada's Game of the Week, by the way, in a CFL Sim. He runs it for us. He says, what a mix of my satellite radio. So I'll say it again. Howard Stern, ESPN Radio, Hip Hop Nation, Prime Country, 80s and 90s country.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. And NHL Radio. Just go back and forth. It makes my heart sing. We can break, right, Clark? Yeah. We're going to take a break. I was going to tell you about Bidzy for a moment, folks. What day is it today?
Tuesday.
This show is brought to you by Bidzy. Bidzy.com is for people who don't know who to contact when they need something done. So instead of reaching out to multiple businesses, just Bidzy it. Bidzy connects businesses with customers. It's free to post projects and free for businesses to give it a try. Head to Bidzy.com to get started today. Sports day, a sports update coming up and viewer takeover. Hang on, you're watching the RP Show across North America on Game Plus TV Network and listening and watching around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
Head to YouTube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website, IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top-quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Thank you very much, Rick Regan. Just ahead of a sports update, I'm going to the Prairie Mobile text line. Ian from Karen is writing from the 631. He says, how good has Kirby Doc been these playoffs? Where is his ceiling? Playing alongside future Hall of Famers, Taves and Kane can do nothing but good for him. He was playing more minutes than McDavid. So fun to watch. Where's Kirby on here?
He is.
Did I move him? Oh, he's right in
right
front.
Right here.
Let's put Kirby. I want to put him on my notepad here. Kirby Doc, I don't know where, if it was on our draft last night or what, that we learned the Chicago Blackhawks are the youngest team in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Right.
They're younger than the Oilers. Why do we think they're so old?
Yeah, we just think of Kane,
Taves, Duncan Keith,
Seabrook,
even Corey Crawford.
Right, Corey Crawford's been around a little bit. But man, you know, Kubalik, Doc, DeBrincat, they got some good young players rolling through that lineup. And
wow, that should really upset Oilers fans.
Yes.
You just lost to the youngest team in the NHL. There's a difference between maturity and youth. There's a really big difference. The Oilers, I still believe, are immature as a team. And I'm sorry to say, as a guy that spent most of his life immature, I think I would know. They got to grow up in a hurry.
Yeah.
Sports update. The Florida Panthers will have a new general manager next season, making the announcement that Dale Tallon is leaving the franchise after 10 years. Tallon's contract as president of hockey operations and GM expired July 1st and was extended to get through the remainder of a season that was stretched out by the COVID-19 pandemic. You think Chris Pronger saw that coming and that's why he jumped off the ship ahead of time?
Perhaps.
Shortly after Chris Pronger was on this show as the executive assistant to the general manager, whatever, senior advisor,
yeah,
I think, to the general manager. Gone. Into the family, I think it was insurance business. Montreal's Chris Boucher scored a career-high 25 points and grabbed 11 rebounds to help the Toronto Raptors defeat the Milwaukee Bucks 114-106 at Disney World last night. Pascal Siakam scored 14 points on 5-for-16 shooting. Kyle Lowry, Serge Ibaka, and Fred VanVleet sat out with various injuries, and they still spanked the Bucks.
And the Bucks are their biggest competition.
Really the only competition,
right?
I believe, in the East.
Yeah.
Greek Freak didn't play. Oh, here's one. Oakland outfielder Ramon Laureano says Houston Astros hitting coach Alex Cintron made a crude remark about his mother that prompted a benches clearing incident Sunday. And A's skipper Bob Melvin wants Cintron punished harshly by Major League Baseball. I've been sitting here all day waiting for a notification from somebody, please. Bleacher Report, TSN, whatever, all the ones that, The Athletic, waiting for this suspension for the Astros. Nothing yet. And Laureano's probably going to get something too for charging the entire dugout.
Right.
Anyways, this sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Regina's and Saskatchewan's newest entertainment destination. Our batting cages and arcade games are officially open. No reservation necessary. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. You look like you're about to say something.
Yeah, my first thought when you're reading that story is this your first time playing sports?
No kidding.
Right? Like, people talk about each other's mothers all the time.
I was watching SportsCenter this morning, riding the stationary bike in my home gym that I've built, and I can't remember which anchor was on from SportsCenter, but she said to the effect of, everybody knows in sports, comments about your mother are off limits. I'm like, what sports have you been playing? Oh, and in my mind, all the things. I'd love to say them, but I can't because we'd lose our broadcast license.
Right.
But things as simple as your mother wears army boots. Remember that? That was in high school. That wasn't even sports.
We right.
Comments about your mother offside. And Major League Baseball should suspend the Astros hitting coach for that. Ramon Laureano, where's he from? Maybe where he's from, you don't make comments about people's mothers.
Yeah. But unless it was so specific that it was real, you know? Because usually they're just generic, you know, comments that just to try and get under each other's skin, right? But yeah, to me, I'm like, that's not, it's not news.
What's the difference between your mom and the washing machine? Like, there's a million of them.
Yeah.
A lot of people are writing in about your outfit. Nick McConnell writing in, and he says he's even dressing like Don Johnson.
Hey.
What's the deal?
Dress for the job you want, right? Not for the job you have. I want to be Don Johnson.
You're pretty happy with the job that you have.
I'm pretty. Yeah, I know that. Yes.
I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
Checking the poll today for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center, the poll question is, which is Canada's game of the week in week 10 of CFL Sim? We're airing on Game Plus. Their mandate is e-sports and gaming. So they're totally down with the CFL computer-simulated games that we're broadcasting. And again, we shattered 80,000 viewers Friday night for our Friday Night Football broadcast of Saskatchewan beating BC 18-13. So here are your options. Saskatchewan at Montreal, which would normally open Week 10 in this Week 10 of the CFL season if they were playing. Thursday Night Football, Saskatchewan at Montreal. Edmonton at Winnipeg. Classic West Division collision there. Ottawa at Hamilton. Battle of Ontario, of course. How many times would Rod Black mention that on the broadcast?
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the Battle of Ontario. And then Calgary at BC. Another wild, woolly Western showdown. It's leading on Twitter. 39% have Calgary at BC. It's leading.
Let's go.
We might be calling Calgary at BC Friday night. What's the Facebook results say?
I hope so.
Oh, the Rider game.
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand why people would think, why they would be upset. It's a free country, last I checked. So people were upset Friday night when we were broadcasting the Saskatchewan-BC game and having a blast doing it, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
People were writing in going, it's always Saskatchewan. Why is it always Saskatchewan? Fans of other teams. And we're like, it's a vote. It's like people that are bitching that Justin Trudeau's the prime minister of the country. You've had a chance twice to not put him in there. So don't complain. Or tell your friends to vote. And it looks like maybe they are because the Stampeders and Lions are leading the poll. And I just think that would be a hell of a football game.
Oh.
Because the BC Lions had a 5-game winning streak snapped at Saskatchewan last week. And the Calgary Stampeders are looking to atone for a home loss to the Argos Saturday at a virtually sold out McMahon Stadium 25-3.
And the game's in BC.
It's under the dome. Oh. John O'Flynn's watching from North Vancouver. He says, Calgary at BC, yes, please. Cooper Campbell, a football guy watching from Mississippi. He says, Dupes, you are Don Johnson, a.k.a. Sonny Crockett. You'll take it?
I'll take it.
You've had that Don Johnson thing going for a while. And by the way, you should be very happy.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Jason Sudeikis or Don Johnson? Which would you rather be?
Ooh, Don Johnson's cooler.
Jeremy Davis writes in, one of our viewers. He says, what a great stream. I'd happily watch another. I think he's talking about the sim.
Yeah.
He doesn't care who the teams are. Let's just do it.
Yeah.
We're having a blast calling these video games. It's no different than what Buck Martinez and who's the other guy?
Dan Shulman.
It's no different than what they're doing. Or all the NHL radio announcers, and I've been listening on SiriusXM NHL radio, they're sitting in a studio too calling off a monitor. We're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And the games are highly unpredictable. John in Edmonton says, finally, a team that's not Saskatchewan in the running for Sim Game of the Week. Can they be toppled? The Kings of the Sim Mountain, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Will this be the week? Because the other weeks that we didn't call Rider games, they weren't playing.
But
they were on a bye.
Right. But one of the problems is we've got Simone and some of these other, viewers from Quebec that are now, voting in for Montreal and Saskatchewan. And with the television deal, we're so big now in Quebec, or we're starting to grow our audience there, that goes, against people trying to get Calgary, BC on. But we need the Western, viewers to vote.
This is awesome. I can't explain why this is so popular. I can't. These sim games. So Gary Lincoln, he's watching in Winnipeg. He says, last Friday, Cody had his time count problems, and look who was the referee. Well, 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 Andre Proulx. He's like the nemesis of the Riders in Mosaic Stadium. all kinds of time count problems for the home quarterback, Cody Fajardo. Lauren Smith, watching in Kamloops, B.C. He says, I'll virtually drive to B.C. Place if you do the Calgary B.C. sim. He's obviously a Lions fan, so there's some excitement around that. And regarding Darren's hair, which, have you cut in the...
No.
The viewer in Kansas City, John in Kansas City, says you still look like Mike Ricci to him.
I missed that.
Oh, yeah, he said.
Oh, that's funny. I have all my teeth, though, still.
We're going to take a break and come back with viewer takeover, so load them up. Anything. CFL, the real CFL. There might be an update by Friday, if you believe that, on whether the CFL's playing this year. 4 Stanley Cup playoff games today. The curtain rises. Let's talk about that. All kinds of things when we come back. Hang on, it's the RP Show. Canada's daytime sports talk show continues after this on Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show?
You can still chime in from wherever you are in the comment section. As a matter of fact, we encourage that.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rob.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's the Viewer's Takeover segment. Got my Dallas Stars jacket on. You want to put Kirby Doc back in his spot?
Yeah.
Can you reach it? Kirby Doc, you got to get some sleep, Kirby. You're playing tonight. Chicago Blackhawks, Vegas Golden Knights, 8:30 Mountain. It's the Viewer Takeover, where we answer your questions as much as we can. Prairie Mobile text line 306-840-8777 or Facebook Live. If you're watching on Facebook Live, you can comment in the bottom. And I ask you to please share the feed, too. That would help us a lot. Nick McConnell says, I want a CFL update for Christmas. I'll go back to what was point three of my quick six show topics. Joan Breskison's tweet of the Toronto Argonauts. I mean, we're not ragging on the CFL for what's going on right now is just beating a dead horse. There's no point. There's no fun in it. But Joan Breskison's tweet was, haven't had a CFL update in a while. Has the season been canceled? He words it like he's a fan.
I know.
He's a current Toronto Argonaut wide receiver. He's like, I haven't heard anything. Are we playing? Are we not playing? Like, it's almost like he got on with his life. And maybe he has.
Yeah.
But we very loosely got a tip this morning. I don't know that we would know by Friday. I love the guy that gave it to us. I'm just wondering if he would know any more than anybody else. That's all. Who would you trust for an update other than Randy Ambrosi? And I'm not saying I don't trust the players, but they're not the ones that are going to be giving the updates.
They're looking to us for the updates, which is the wrong place to look, but it's the only place they know where to look.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I hope there's something, but I just don't think there's an update coming. I'll believe it when I see it.
I'll believe it when I see it, and that's unfortunate. Now, having said that, I got to read this comment from Jeff, the Stamps fan. Stampeder's least favorite referee was Kim Murphy. Is it a coincidence he had it out for us and is a friend of the Rod Peterson show? Things that make you go, By the way, if you don't know it, you should. Referees do have personal vendettas against teams. It's the truth. I remember one time, and for the Riders, it was Glenn Johnson, sorry to say. And I don't think it was ever solved or fixed. Right? Kim Murphy's retired. Glenn Johnson's retired. But I think they still all hate each other. And I remember one time, I was sitting in a watering hole with some referees. And it was after a game. And I said, listen, do you guys have it in for our general manager? And I'm trying to remember how the guy said it. The one referee goes like this. No. Just like, you seen guys do that? I'm like, I knew it. I'm not going to say who the referee was. I'm not going to say where the watering hole was or who the general manager was. But they do have vendettas against teams.
Of course, you can see it.
It's so plain as day.
Well, there's not enough time to get into why, but I understand it, right? You treat people well and treat people with respect. They want to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
You treat people poorly and they're going to be on you right away, right? It's not that they don't, that they call games to make one team win or lose. They call it as fair as possible, but you've just got a longer line with them, longer rope, because you deal with respect and they like you, and you have a much shorter rope because you're a dick. Right?
Well, if you're ripping the refs all the time as a coach or a GM, what do you think's going to happen when it comes time for a call in your favor?
And same with players, too. Understand that. Like, when a player makes a ref look bad, diving and stuff, they don't get the benefit of the doubt. So if a high stick is close, they don't get the call because you made them look bad in the past.
Well, and you go into my other career as a recovery coach, the subconscious mind. Mm-hmm. If you deep down have a vendetta against a team, when that's a 50-50 call, you're going to always go against them. Always. Yes. And you don't even know that you're doing it.
Right.
But anyways, we're out of time for our Game Plus broadcast. We'll see you back here tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain. We're going to keep the party going into hour two. We'll be joined by Ron Robinson, the commissioner of the Western Hockey League. We'll be joined by Wade Minter, the public address announcer of the Carolina Hurricanes. Hey, it's opening day of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Y'all enjoy the games. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Game Plus TV. and I said, fire truck!
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
Now, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards. They're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.